Well, 9:30 on a Thursday morning, and that gives me an opportunity to remind you that it is my time to talk car talk, Dundas Car Talk on AM 1400. And Brad is on assignment, and Jason Bremer is in this morning. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Doing,
thanks for having me on.
Oh, always happy to have you. We share similar geographic routes, and we could talk about that. But we're in Northeast Oklahoma, and you got Truck Month going on, right?
It is Truck Month. Ford is in the middle of their Truck Month celebration, and we are celebrating with them. We have some great deals on Ford trucks, but what's really surprising this year, Charlie, is in addition to great deals on trucks, mm-hmm. Ford also is including some fantastic deals on SUVs and cars as well.
So in addition to the best-selling F-150, 250, 350 trucks and all the variations thereof, including that brand-new aluminum truck that I still that's a marvel, I think, to drive, then you get all the SUVs and crossovers to go with it.
Exactly. So right now we have 0% financing for 60 months on Escapes, Explorers, the Edge, and Expeditions.
I took a look at the Edge when I was shopping vehicles, and just because I said, I want to drive the EcoBoost engine. Do you have one in the Edge that I can take a look at? And really, that was my experience with the EcoBoost, even though I did end up, you know, buying my Fusion.
The Edge is really kind of a comfortable drive, Charlie. I've had the opportunity to tool around in one a couple of days, and you're absolutely right. All of the Ford vehicles that have the EcoBoost engine, they've got a little pickup.
They do?
Yeah. For people who don't know EcoBoost or EcoBoost, essentially what it is a turbo drive for four-cylinder vehicles, and kicks them up to the power of really a racy six, gives them a lot of horsepower, but still the fuel efficiency of a four.
And it makes it just that much more efficient to drive around town. You're driving a four. You get the efficiency of the four. But when you're out on the highway at Interstate I-44, 75 mile per hour speeds that people occasionally cheat it a little bit, you can put your foot in it and get out and go.
Yeah, you feel that turbo kick in, and it pushes you back a little bit.
It does. And the first time I did that on the highway was kind of a wow feeling, you know?
I love that feeling.
Now, I know you're driving a Toyota, and Toyota does similar things during Ford Truck Month.
They sure do.
You know,
so,
we've got some great trucks, too.
Yeah, we're not going to ignore Toyota. Right now, one of the best deals that we have going is $1,500 off of a Toyota Tundra plus zero financing for 60 months.
And those Tundras, I believe, are a product of a factory plant down in the San Antonio area.
Right here in extreme southern Oklahoma. We call it San Antonio.
Okay.
They build them right down the road from us.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic trucks. Good ride and really good looking. And of course, you know, as with the Fords as well, the newer trucks are packed with all kinds of electronics.
It's not just that drive it out in the field work vehicle anymore. You know?
No, it's built for work and play. And one of the fun things that Toyota has built into or has made an option on both the Tundras and the Tacomas, and as well as some of the 4Runners and Highlanders, is a feature called crawl mode. You put it into crawl, and if you're doing a little off-roading, the vehicle sends power to all four wheels. There's a computer that decides how much power each wheel gets, so you can literally crawl up and over and across almost anything.
And I'll tell you, if you were going to go off-roading, that's exactly what you're looking for, to be able to know the tires are going to bite in and take you where you want to go.
Exactly. Now, I'm not the off-roading kind of guy, and I'm driving a Camry right now, but I'll tell you what, I've got my eye on a RAV4, Charlie, and we've got a really fantastic deal on RAV4s right now. We are offering a 2016 RAV4 LE for $179 a month. That's a 36-month lease. But imagine getting into a brand new vehicle for $179 a month.
Well, and that's it. And last week we talked a lot about leases because that's not typically the way most Oklahomans buy their or acquire a vehicle. But, you know, it's a great option for a lot of people and they don't even realize it.
Well, it really is. And actually, Charlie, I think the next vehicle, in fact, I know the next vehicle that I acquire is going to be on a lease. And my reasoning is, the technology inside the vehicles is changing at such a rapid clip mm-hmm. that I don't know that I want to have more than a 2 or 3 year commitment to a vehicle at this point.
And of course, that changes the whole outlook because as the manufacturers are all extending those 0% or very low percentage out 5 years, 6 years, I think I saw a 7 year out there one time. That's just, you know, that's a long time to commit to a vehicle, or you've got a great residual hanging over your head eventually when you do trade it in.
Exactly. The plus is you've got the residual. But for a person like me, I'm a little bit of a techie kind of guy, and I kind of like whatever whiz-bang is going into the vehicles. One of the features that I'm eager to add is the cruise control, mm-hmm. The advanced cruise control.
Oh, the adaptive, at least adaptive, Ford calls it adaptive.
Adaptive cruise, yeah. Where your vehicle matches the speed of the vehicle in front of you, and it's all but hands-free driving at this point.
Well, and the nice thing about it in the Ford system, at least, the sync voice will come along and say something to the effect of, you're approaching a vehicle, do you want to slow down or go around it? You
know? Exactly.
Yeah. And so it gives you, the driver, the option. And by the way, wakes you up if you're just listening to the tunes to say, hey, pay attention to
the
driving.
By the way, there's a car.
So the next best thing probably to a driverless vehicle is a vehicle that says, hey, driver, you're in charge.
You exactly. Know? Exactly. So, again, my reasoning for the opting for a lease would be stay current with the technology.
And it's a good idea because you know, much of the maintenance expense, the cost of ownership, is absorbed by the manufacturer as part of that lease agreement. Of course, with Toyota, you get a couple of years of Toyota
Care. Exactly.
Anyway.
The Toyotas come, all new Toyotas come with 2 years of Toyota Care, which is really a great policy. Covers everything bumper to bumper. Takes care of all of your maintenance for the first 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as an option on purchase, if you are purchasing a vehicle at Dungis, you get the opportunity to prepay a lot of that maintenance expense anyway.
Exactly. And that's really a good option for people as well. We have a couple of very good programs so that you can amortize out all of the maintenance on your vehicle with the purchase, including our Tires for Life program, which is both for Fords and Toyotas.
I have said for years on this program, the listeners will verify it, that I think is one of the best things you offer, in addition to some great vehicles, is the Tires for Life program, because you know that you will never buy another set of tires as long as you own that vehicle.
Exactly. It's really a no-brainer. Now, I put the Tires for Life on the Camry that I purchased at the same time that you purchased your Ford.
Yeah.
How are you doing mileage-wise? I just rolled over 20,000 miles.
I am just under that. I am due for my 20,000-mile oil change, so we're rolling along pretty good.
We're on par. That's not bad for a couple of guys who have only had their vehicles for what, 7 months, 8 months.
Well, you know, it was I've made a couple of trips out of town anyway, but 3 months ago, my son and daughter-in-law gave birth to my granddaughter, so another opportunity to head back to Central Illinois. You know?
Hit the road a few times. Yeah. So, with that kind of mileage, I'm looking at Tires for Life. I'm thinking probably in my second, maybe third year of vehicle ownership.
That sounds like a reasonable expectation to me, assuming you continue your current habits.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of habits, we have a habit of featuring community organizations, typically nonprofits or businesses that are you know, active in our community, and you brought a friend along.
I sure did. So I'd like to introduce...
Hi, I'm Deshane Atkins. I'm with the Price Tower Arts Center.
Yeah, and she was in here yesterday morning as well. So, Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday that she was in. We were highlighting some of the things going on, and there's an opportunity for us to talk about, again, all the activities going on downtown Bartlesville, the Price Tower.
Yeah, we have some pretty fantastic things coming up. this Saturday, actually, we have our annual egg drop that takes place. It's a free public program that we do, and as we talked yesterday, it encourages math and science and also creativity. So yeah. The object is participants, they create a vessel, and be sure to create a little spot so you can actually insert the egg, because you will put it in there the day of.
Please do not bring your own egg.
Yes, please do not bring your own egg. We will provide the egg for you. And then, of course, once that is sealed, we send you up to the 10th floor, and we have our wonderful firefighters that will be joining us again. And again, I heard some rumors that we may have the fire truck there, so that will be a lot of fun.
Based, of course, upon the needs of the community at the time.
Exactly. But they will definitely be with us, and they will be up there on the 10th floor and help you drop your egg.
And I'm sorry, go ahead, Jason.
Well, Deshane, so how many participants do you generally have at the egg drop?
It ranges. I mean, in previous years, we've had anywhere from 70 to 20. So it just really depends on the weather and also just what's going on that day.
But you've got a great prize that I think is unprecedented for the first place winners on this one this year.
Yes. All of the winners this year will be receiving a family membership to Price Tower Arts Center. But in addition to that, that's just part of the packages of all of the prizes. We are doing our game and movie baskets for all the first and second prize winners. We have roughly six categories. We have first and second for the 12 and under, and then first and second for 13 and up, and then we have the team category. So if a family or if a group of kids wants to actually create something, or if a group of adults, because this is not limited to one age group. Everybody is welcome, and all ages are welcome.
I can see, hypothetically, some group of mechanical engineers getting together on this thing. And
We've had some engineer students participate before, so yeah.
or electrical, I don't know.
Any
kind of engineer. I immediately think mechanical engineering, but
absolutely.
You know, you could be civil or uncivil, mm-hmm. as the case may be.
So what are there limitations on the size of the device that you build?
Well, there are some limitations. We do recommend that it's within a foot cube. And then the other limitation is we recommend to not use food. I mean, bread is kind of that borderline safe material. But one year, I think we talked about this yesterday, we had one participant involve a watermelon. They made a hole in a watermelon, and they inserted the egg, and then they dropped it off the 10th floor. But the problem with that, it was the biggest splat. And of course, we also have a prize that is titled The Biggest Splat. But the problem was is that watermelon went everywhere, and including on all over our building. So for weeks, we were cleaning up watermelon.
Actually, hoping for a thunderstorm to get the rain to help them out a little bit.
I don't think we had that luck.
No, unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. But they did win the prize, and it was a spectacular splat.
It was definitely the biggest splat.
Yeah.
And then the other two prizes, of course, is the best design and the overall grand prize.
The main object is to be the closest to the target with an unbroken egg. So,
yep. Yeah. We do have a big target that it's just a big tarp that is nailed down to the ground, and when you're on the balcony on the 10th floor, you have to be a little strategic and aim just right and try to get as close as you can.
It's a fun day, Jason, and every contestant, win, lose, or draw, has a good time.
Absolutely.
I'm out. I'm definitely going to be there with some sort of entry.
Absolutely. Oh. Definitely come.
So what else is coming up, Deshane?
Well, we have several things. Next week, actually, we have two closing receptions. One is actually focusing on our Mid-Century to Modern show and Capture Price Tower. So we're doing one closing reception for both shows. And at that show, Capture Price Tower features six artists, and they are all competing to win a night stay at Price Tower. So they were asked to use Price Tower as their inspiration and to create a piece of artwork and then submit it to the Capture Price Tower competition. And so several of those artists will be here that day. And then, of course, some people that participated with the Mid-Century to Modern show, which focuses on Russell Wright and Edith Heath. So it should be a fun night. It's wine, cheese, music.
What night was that again?
It is Thursday, March 24th.
Okay. Can at anyone,
5:30.
Anyone can come out?
Anybody can come out. It's open to the public.
So a week from tonight, come on
yes,
out.
Yes, absolutely. And then the next reception, which is an entirely different, it's on Saturday, March 26th, and that is from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and that is for our youth art show. And again, open to everybody. It's free to the public. We will have some crafts, some snacks, and just a fun little event.
Well, just because I want to make sure here, a youth art show, and you're not limiting it to two-dimensional art, can they, I mean, what forms of art are we talking about?
For that particular show, yeah, it was all dimensions, so we had two- and three-dimensional art pieces submitted for the youth art show. We have over 380 pieces in the North Gallery right now, and it's pretty spectacular.
And where did the youth come from?
All of the youth art pieces actually came from the Barnesville Public Schools, the homeschoolers, and private schools. So we have, I think the last time I counted, it was about 12
wow.
schools involved.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It is. When you look at the creativity that our students are you know, bringing out, looks as though you know, we're going to be well filled with creative people here.
Absolutely. I was amazed at some of the talent that actually participated. I mean, some of the first graders, third graders, I mean, these children are really talented. So if you ever get a chance to come into the Price Tower, again, free admission. You can come, view the artwork, view the youth art show, view Mid-Century to Modern and Capture Price Tower, and just enjoy the Price Tower. Because, you know, we also have the Copper Bar, mm-hmm. and take a tour of the building.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. You know, there's always a reason to go down to the Price Tower.
Absolutely.
And in fact, in addition to the Copper Bar, mm-hmm. Lunch?
Yeah, we have a great lunch and price ranging from $7 to $9. So it's very affordable. Great burgers, great soups, mm-hmm. you name it. And great view.
A fantastic
yeah.
view.
Absolutely.
And on a sunny day, and we're getting more and more of those all the time, mm-hmm. an opportunity to take it out on the terrace and dine al fresco if you choose to.
Absolutely. Now that the weather is changing up, we're actually in the process of updating our terraces. So hopefully over the summer, we'll have a great hangout spot for guests to come and have some lunch, have a drink. Just hang out.
There you go. Start with lunch and spend the afternoon at the Price Tower.
Absolutely.
Charlie, lunch, drinks?
I can see a remote broadcast from the Price Tower coming up here.
We could. Yeah.
I think we may be doing the dungeons remote.
We entirely. I have done more unusual things than that and would happy to be there with Brad or you and highlight the Price Tower.
That would be fantastic.
That would be wonderful. We would just need to make sure that the copper doesn't interfere with any of the mechanics.
Well, we'll work that out in advance, and I'll go down there one Tuesday for a test broadcast
there
to make sure
that
by
works.
Thursday we've got all the bugs worked out. You know, or at least would be a little bit of stretch to Bluetooth it down to my car, and then no, never mind.
So one last question: if you mentioned Price Tower membership,
yes,
if someone wants to become a Price Tower member. Can you tell me?
Sure, absolutely. We actually have several different levels. We have we actually have a student and an educator level, which is only $30 a month, or not month. Pardon me, $30 a year.
$30 a month would pay you up for years.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah.
But it's $30 a year. And for that, you actually get full access to the Price Tower. So when we do have shows that have a charge, you get in those for free. You get access to all of our events, and sometimes at a discounted rate. You get a discounted tour, year-round, mm-hmm. And you get a discount in the gift shop and in Copper. And then going up from there, our regular individual membership cost is $40 a year. And then we had mentioned the family membership, which mm-hmm. is $66. So up to six people on under a family membership, you know, $11 per person per year. That's a great deal.
And really going to support such a great asset for the community.
Absolutely.
This is definitely our one of our biggest tourism drivers, and I think especially with the World Heritage Site status coming up, we're going to see more and more visitors coming in specifically to enjoy Frank Lloyd Wright's only skyscraper.
That is definitely the goal. Yeah. And I mean, we're still definitely eager and waiting to hear about what the outcome is for the World Heritage nomination. Hopefully sometime this summer. Well, so we're getting close.
I'm just going to call it a foregone conclusion. You're in. When's the date? You know.
Let's hope it's just that simple. So yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely hoping that with the changes at the Price Tower, because we definitely are having some changes, good changes, and with our new executive director, so with some new leadership, and then with the upcoming World Heritage nomination, I think we have some incredible things coming up.
You guys are on a roll.
Absolutely. And it's our anniversary year. So we're 60 years this year. And so...
You know, this is anniversaries all over the place. You know,
absolutely.
Of course,
as a matter of fact, it's Dunge's has a 75th anniversary coming right up. So
I was hoping you would mention that.
That's quite the segue. Thank you. So we'll be celebrating our 75th year in Bartlesville in April, mm-hmm. and it's really pretty an amazing, amazing history. I've been going through a lot of family archives with Brad and looking at a lot of photographs dating all the way back to the 20s when Brad's grandfather, who started the dealership, and his great uncles worked for a dealership in Tonkawa, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And the amount of impact that the Dunge's family has had on the community is pretty astounding as I'm going through the archives. And then the amount of impact that the community has had on the Dunge's family is also very astounding. It's, it's quite the symbiosis.
Well, it is. And when you look at just the history of any business for 75 years in the same community, granted, you have had a couple of locations, but they're still all Bartlesville locations. The people, the stories, when we had Brad and several family members on last April, the stories and the listeners calling in to talk about, you know, I've bought X number of cars from you guys, and I still remember the first one I got back in, 1940 something or other. Those stories are neat.
It really is nice to see. We have a number of family members, a number of members of the Dunge's family that still work for the dealership. And then one of the other aspects that I just love about working with the dealership is we have a number of people who are interrelated who are members of our Dunge's family. I've worked in a couple of different businesses, mm-hmm. and this is the most family-oriented business I have ever seen.
And I think that says a lot. And I know Brad enjoys talking about, the history, the traditions, the family values of what has gone on in the dealership, and then extending the word family out to the employees, the staff.
The staff, it is one... it sounds cliche, but it is one big happy family.
Well, I know every family has arguments, but I'm not going to ask you about that. but the point is, and then the family of autos, again, the opportunity to buy a Ford, a Toyota, a Lincoln, a used vehicle down at, we know as the Price Road location, now being rebranded to Dunge's Wholesale.
Exactly. And we are so... lucky to have the lines of vehicles that we have, the Fords, the Toyotas, and the Lincolns.
And, you know, you do mention the used vehicles. We've talked about this before. The majority of the vehicles that we sell as used vehicles come in as lovingly owned, one-owner trade-ins. And it is more often than not that these vehicles are vehicles that we sold or that we've maintenance.
I'm going to say, even if
we know the pedigree.
Even if the label on the front of the vehicle says, you know, Honda or Chevy or some other breed, you know the history of that vehicle as far as its maintenance is concerned.
Exactly, exactly. And what we love doing with those vehicles is putting a great big Q-certified label on them. Now, Q-certified is a program that warranties a vehicle for 100,000 miles or 2 years.
Up to
100,000 miles or 2 years.
I want to make sure you're legally correct.
Oh, yeah. And we do a 129-point inspection on those vehicles before we put them out on the lot. We feel very confident in their maintenance, in their shape. And then from time to time, we'll get in a vehicle that doesn't meet that criteria. It's over the 100,000-mile mark or a little older than we can manage the Q certification. We still do the 129-point inspection on those vehicles, make sure that they're up to snuff and that we feel comfortable in putting somebody in one. And those are the vehicles that are making their way down to Dunge's Wholesale at the corner of Price Road and Highway 75.
And I know when you had your auction a few weeks ago, I was out there for that. And apparently a lot of very satisfied buyers out there that went away in the vehicle of their choice.
The auctions, we've done two of them so far. They've been very successful. It's a great way for people to bypass going to basically a used car lot. Essentially, if we weren't wholesaling these vehicles at these wholesale to the public auctions, we would be selling them to a wholesaler, and that wholesaler would then be selling them to a used car lot down in Tulsa. The price gets marked up twice. What we're trying to do, what we will do with Dunge's Wholesale, is give people an opportunity to buy these vehicles without the markup.
And it's a good way to buy a vehicle. And again, because you most often have the maintenance history on that, you're certainly going to get the Q-fax, the Carfax and everything else with that.
Oh, most definitely.
It's a good way to buy a car. And of course, because Deshane is still with us, and I've got about a minute or so left, Deshane, and I want to we talked about Saturday, but we didn't actually talk about what time everything starts and how people can, if they choose to, pre-register. So all they have to do is show up, say, yep, I'm here, this is me, put the egg in my device, and I'm ready to go have some fun.
Absolutely, yes. We still, if you would prefer to pre-register and have everything and skip check-in, don't entirely skip check-in. Yeah. You still have to tell us that you're here. But if you want to give us your information in advance, you can definitely do that either over the phone, call 918-336-4949, or you can email us at info@pricetower.org, so info@pricetower.org, and just send us your name, the ages, what category you would like to participate in, and then just show up on Saturday. Now, if you prefer to wait until day of to register, open registration starts at 9:30 a.m. And again, you show up, you give us all your information, and then we will send you on up to drop off your egg.
And typically we start with the youngsters first and work our way up to the teams.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So whether you are looking for that unbroken good egg closest center of the target, or whether you end up with a bad egg and a big splat, it's all good and it's all fun.
Absolutely.
And of course, it sounds like you're going to be there with
the... Oh, the 12-year-old boy in me can't resist the idea of dropping something off of a 10-story building.
And you could do it. And of course, Dunge's Family of Autos, you can go shopping for a vehicle in your pajamas.
Anytime at dungestoyota.com or dungesfordonline.com. or DungeonsChoice.com.
Any one of those three URLs will get you right in the front door.
Exactly.
Jason and Shane, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to Saturday morning, and we'll talk cars next time on K1 Car Talk on AM 1400, 93.3 FM.